What's up, Kansas State Nation? Eddie Greer again for another episode right here of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, with K-State University here on this Saturday morning in Kansas City, Missouri, April 25th, 2026. Your first time listening to this podcast again, checking your first time listening to this K-State podcast, all things K-State sports. I appreciate you for giving us a start on your day to... Excuse me to listen to this episode, this postcast edition of this podcast. Kind of continue what I did last night. So that golf, women's golf episode that I recorded will come out later on this afternoon. I know that it's going to be wrapped up. When I speak of that, women's golf team, the K-State women's golf team down there in Dallas, a disappointing showing down there. Let's just be honest with that one over there. And even more so, disappointing start to the series by K-State baseball yesterday. And I said on that recording last night, damn, Kansas and, yeah, excuse me, 16th ranked Kansas, KU, coming in to K-State for the baseball version of Dillon Sunflower Showdown 2026, the kickoff of the series. And majority of this season, K-State has run-ruled other opponents. But the shoe got on the other foot last night as Kansas just makes a big statement. They take the series opener. I'm trying to not be too brutal, but this was brutal. 18-6 as the 16th ranked Kansas Jayhawks take game one of the series. And I know. Yes. Where has the home advantage gone here in 2026 for this baseball team? I've been to bat with this team. I'm still to bat with this team, saying, "Look, man, it's got to be some way." And look, K-State baseball came into the series sixth, or at least there was a three-way with tie for sixth. They ain't that anymore, I don't think. There as well. What a bad start to the series there when you get blown out at home, and it's against your in-state rival. Where have we seen that before? We saw it earlier. We saw this a couple months ago, basketball, there where Jerome Tang, obviously last season, Jerome Tang, you know, like, we're in the game, first half, and then all of a sudden, we quit playing. I was not happy about that. And everybody just stopped playing. And I don't know what happened here. And but I do know the game is probably going to get extended. Probably if Barrett Matlock does not strike out in the bottom of the seventh inning to wrap this ball game. So it's like, what's going on? It's like, hold up. I'm getting a notification. Up, KU just run K-State. Oh, boy. But, yeah, but it also doesn't help when you give up, what was it, 9 runs in the first 2 innings? Wow. that does not help either. And we've seen this now more times than not lately that K-State has given up early runs in the first inning and put themselves in a hole. Maybe we can slide a little bit with maybe 2 runs, maybe at least no more. I mean, really generous this morning on this podcast. 3, all right, because you have the rest of the game. Because, again, K-State, you have this offense that can score 10-plus runs a game. Now, I didn't do it last night. Well, had opportunity to do it last night, but opportunities were missed, including where we did play-by-play toward the end of that women's recap of the Big 12 Championships Day 2. But yeah, man, you're pitching, I have said it, and my gut, again, is more times right than not. Again, the pitching has to catch up at some point, and this does not help. This does not help. You fall behind, 9-0, too big of a hole. It's too deep to come out of it. There, and the Jayhawks just coming in your building, coming into your house, and take the first game of the series. Dillon Sunflower Showdown, Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. 16 ranked Kansas, 18 K-State 6. Yeah, so So there's that. Right now, yeah, KU right now, well, got their 31st win of the year last night, and they go for the time for this game got moved up. I saw that late last night for game two. It was originally for four. We'll get to that at the back end of this episode here, and they are, well, obviously, with the win. That's the obvious there, because they came in, KU had came in with a two-game lead in the Big 12 standings, and I just said, your KU Wildcats were tied for six. Well, I don't know where that is now after this loss, which we'll get into right now. PQ saying after this ball game, quote, "Credit Kansas for coming out and swinging the bat. We play a brand of baseball that is very unlike the K-State way. You can't give a good offensive team 4 and 5 out innings." Yeah. And then we'll continue on here with manager Pete Hughes. Quote, "KU was productive with runners in scoring positions, specifically with two outs. We had our chances with men on base, and we had our chances to play clean defense. Unfortunately, we didn't do either tonight. Good thing is it's not a winner take all. Our guys will be back tomorrow and motivated to get back in the series," end quote. Well, they don't need to here if they're going to do so. They do so. Today, they need to not mess around. And they'll have Lucas Sheffield on the mound this afternoon for game two of this series. Before we get into the I want to highlight a couple of the offensive players real quick. Before we get into the rest of the box score here, because we did a little play-by-play last night. I did kind of a overall last night there. My guy, Shantiro, three more hits yesterday, last night. He and Grant Gallagher combined 6 hits in this ball game. But again, K-State, you cannot allow, I don't care if it's Kansas, I don't care if it's Ohio State, I don't care if it's Grand Canyon, I don't care if it's Wichita State, I don't care if it's Barton County. You can't, baseball. Yes, shout out Barton County. BCC, baby. Yeah, you can't. Yeah, Barton County alum here. Juco alum. It's not like, why is Eddie shouting at Barton County? But yes, Barton County alum, Juco, obviously, and a K-State grad / alum, which was why do this podcast. But yeah, you just cannot allow a team to get that far ahead and expect to come back and win the ball game. This just can't happen. Cannot happen. James gets the loss. Credit's lost to him. 5-2, and Mason Cook gets the win for Kansas in game one. Yeah, like I mentioned in the show last night, I'm gonna say it here again. KU, 9 runs out of the first two. And really, I can take it a step further. I get 2 steps further than that. Hold up. 2 steps further than that, right? You can give up 13 runs in the first 4 innings. That cannot happen. That just cannot happen there. Yes, K-State did get on the board in the bottom of the second inning after they gave up 4 in the top of the second with 3 in the bottom. Let me finish up KU's line real quick. 1 more in the 6th and 4 in the 7th there. And yes, K-State, they got run rule last night in the opening game of the Dylan Sunflower Showdown in Manhattan, Kansas. K-State, 3 in the 2nd, 1 in the 3rd, 2 in the 5th, and that's it. That was it for them. That was it for PQ's offense there as they lose this game. Yeah, I said it all along. The pitching, it's got to get closer than what it is. It's just not there as well. What's actually, speaking of pitching, let's just start there. And this is despite knocking out KU starter early in the game, Mathis Nerol. He didn't even last 2 innings. And James Gaillet somehow got the 2 innings. And that was it for James Gaillet. Ugly stat line for Gaillet. 2 innings, 8 hits, 9 runs. 5 of those were earned. 2 walks, 5 strikeouts there. Matt Flores and Aiden Longoria wrapped the pitching there. Longoria going 4, and Matt Flores pitching in the inning. Matt Flores came in after James Gaillet there. Manning West Mason Cook, who got the win for KU. Mason Cook, 4 2/3. He was a third pitcher to come in for Kansas there and really kind of held it down, even though he gave 8 hits in the game. And Toby Shett, probably butchered that last name there for Kansas there as well. Shantero did go, and one of his hits for Shantero was a home run. So Shantero went deep last night there for K-State in this game, in his blowout, shortened loss for K-State. And on the other end, you give up 3 home runs to Kansas in this game as 16-man Kansas takes the opening game of the Dillon Sunflower Showdown 2026. And now, how do you bounce back? We're gonna find out. Oh, and by the way, we better do this real quick. K-State, back under 500 in conference play. They're 9-10, 26-16 on the season now for K-State. And oh, by the way, I didn't even do this. KU, 18 runs, 17 hits, 3 errors, 6 runners on base they left on. K-State, 6 runs, 12 hits, and this is the number of the podcast. 4 errors left. 4 errors committed by K-State was a season high last night. You picked the wrong time to do that against your conference rival. We'll end here with a little bit of positive note here, and it's on the K-State offense. It's D. Kennedy. Last night, drove in another run. He has now 61 runs driven in 2026. Did I say 26? So 61 runs driven in there. He became last night the 11th player in K-State history. I know it's off a loss, but a shortened loss, but whatever. To register 61 plus driven in a single season there. And Aiden Longoria, back to him, struck out a season high 6 last night there in this loss. And game 2, let's get to that. Game 2, later on this afternoon. This was originally scheduled for 4. It is not because of the weather situation, whatever it is. It's supposed to like rain this weekend. Hopefully the weather tomorrow, like it's been, now I'm getting sidetracked, but hopefully the weather in the morning, has been crisp and nice. Give me one more of those tomorrow morning. We're cooking with Crisco, baby. As well as I'm going to be participating, in a, downtown race tomorrow. I'm definitely looking forward to that. So hopefully give me one more of those. And it can rain the rest of the day. It can rain the rest of the day. But anyway, we can't control that. But hey, that's just a... We'll see how about that. But yeah, but today, instead of 4 o'clock for game 2, it is 2 o'clock. So I wanted to get that out there for those who missed that note. This is the Pro Watcher Podcast, all things K-State sports, as K-State gets blown out in game 1 last night in the Dillon Sunflower Showdown to Kansas. But yeah, so 2 o'clock at Taunton Family Stadium. K-State looks to even this series. So, like I said, man, I mean, time is starting to tick away now. games starting to run out for K-State. And I don't know if they're going to be, I don't know. I don't know if they're going to play past the Big 12 tournament unless they get on a roll, some type of late season roll here. But it's got to start tonight, or this afternoon, excuse me, there as well. So, you just cannot continue to put yourselves in a hole and expect to dig out of it, right? So there's that. 2 o'clock, game 2 of the Dillon Sunflower Showdown 2026 at Taunton Family Stadium. And there's a recorded weekend preview of all the athletics last night. Volleyball is going to be super busy today, so make sure you go check that out as well. We could check back in with the golf team here, and that golf episode could be... even though, yes, the Big 12 Championship meet for the K-State Women's Golf is going to be probably wrapped up. We'll probably put that out there as soon as I get home or at some point there as well. So there's that. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it where podcasts are found free and available daily. Free and available daily. Daily podcast. Hey, we don't stop after Friday night. We keep it moving throughout the weekend like you're doing right now. iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, wherever you listen to your favorite Kansas State podcast. Make sure you have this to your collection of other great K-State content out there. Obviously, the Pro Watcher Podcast, all things K-State sports, all things K-State sports. We just don't focus in on football or men's basketball, even though we have new coaches now. We don't focus in on that. There's other teams are in action currently as spring sports are beginning fastly approaching the end. So there's that. I know spring football just came to a close, but I'm going to have an episode come out. I'm going to record an episode after work on a football episode. So stay tuned on that. It probably won't come out till Monday or Tuesday. It might be first thing Monday. We'll see how it all shakes out there as well. But we're going to start. I'm going to start doing some more football content here as I know the NFL draft is going on. Yep, I know. But football, yeah, it's going to be at the doorstep here. Not before too long. So definitely make sure, hey, you're a big K-State fan. You want to stay up to date with the latest on what's going on with K-State Athletics. This is the podcast for you, the Pro Watcher Podcast, all things K-State sports. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California. It's Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri. Appreciate y'all, K-State Nation. Once again, game 2 at 2. It's not going to be at 4. They moved it up because of the weather. 2 o'clock, first pitch, game 2. We'll see if K-State can answer the call. And even this series of the Sunflower Showdown, 16th ranked KU, 18. Yes, 18. K-State 6. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California. Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another postcast edition right here of the Pro Roger Podcast. All things K-State sports will catch.